Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Cavaliers. As always, I'm Chris Manning, your host from Fear the Sword and the Step Back. Today, we're going to recap the Cavs-Pistons game, give you three takeaways from the Cleveland Cavaliers' win over the Detroit Pistons, a 128-96 win for the Cavaliers, a game in which LeBron James and Kyrie Irving both were fantastic. They both got the rest of the fourth quarter. And the team was great. I mean, all the starters had plus minuses at 17 or more. I mean, this is a team that scored over 100 points in three quarters. Just utterly destroyed the Pistons in this game. One of the best games the Cavs have played of late, and a really good sign for them coming off that loss to the Rockets on Sunday. But before we get into that, a couple news and notes about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number one, Kevin Love. Looks like he's going to be back really soon. David Griffin, the Cavs GM, said that he's probably going to play in the upcoming road trip. I'm going to play a clip from him. Just know that Tyronn Lue said he could practice Wednesday, so look for Kevin Love to perhaps practice Wednesday. But it looks like Kevin Love, after being having surgery a month from yesterday, is going to return on the Cavs' upcoming road trip. That means he could debut as early as Saturday against the Clippers, and that road trip ends next Friday in Charlotte against the Hornets. So Kevin Love, whether he returns this weekend, whether he returns sometime next week, looks like he's going to come back pretty soon. And of course, he caused that little uproar yesterday when he put that photo on Instagram of his jersey.
So Kevin went through a 3-on-3 workout today. We'll see how that is received. Everything that happens for him is just a step in the process. Every next step you take in a rehab situation when you come back from surgery allows for the possibility of swelling and setback. It's just how it goes. That's why the timeline was what it was. So if he doesn't practice until the end of the week, that's fine. It's not something we would consider a setback. It's just what we anticipate. If he gets through it, he has no soreness, then we'll let him keep taking the next step all the way through, and we'll see what that means. But I would anticipate that he'll play sometime on the road trip.
So there you've heard from David Griffin. Kevin Love coming back is a win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. No matter how you spin it, he would potentially get about 3 weeks to play before the playoffs if he's able to return on this road trip. That would be huge for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Getting him reps, as many reps as he can before the playoffs start, I think is an ideal situation. So that's a good thing for the Cavs. In addition to Kevin Love, Larry Sanders made his debut. And we're not going to get deep into this as we might have on the past two shows, because we spent a lot of time talking about Larry Sanders here on the Locked On Cavs podcast. But it was cool to see Sanders around. He met with the media before the game, just seemed very happy to be there, talked a lot about the process of getting there. David Griffin noted that he is going to spend time in the D League. It looks like he is going to play on Saturday for the Canton Charge against the Windy City Bulls. We'll have about 10 days per Griffin to just be in the D League exclusively. I don't necessarily think he's going to travel with the team on that road trip, at least not the first part of it. And I think that's a good play. He did end up playing last night, played 2 minutes to pick up two fouls. The Pistons, hilariously, the moment he came in the game, posted a Boban on Larry Sanders, and that was just interesting. But he actually only got in the game because Tyronn Lue, they were up by a lot. Tyronn Lue talked about wanting to get him into the crowd, and wanting to get him acclimated to the card, and wanting to get him into the game. And it was mostly possible because of how much the Cavs are up. So I'm just going to play this quote from Tyronn Lue's presser that tells a pretty funny story about how he ended up getting into the game.
Jason Lloyd, The Athletic. When were you under strict orders not to play Larry tonight, or was it just a...
Yeah, I wanted to start him, but Griff said I couldn't. So, he said 2 minutes.
Did you have to... I mean, honestly, did you have to get permission for that, or just...
Yeah, I had to get permission.
How do you do that in the middle of the game? You send a runner?
I sent a ball boy up there to talk to Griff.
And he said, it's okay?
It's 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Yeah, so... I mean, I just wanted to just really introduce him to the crowd and, you know, coming off a good win and, you know, him get a chance to get a standing ovation. I thought it was good for him. And, you know, when you go through what he's went through and having a chance to, you know, be back in the NBA and on a pretty good team, you know, I thought it was cool, you know. And LeBron and those guys spoke about in the locker room, just, you know, having him back and having a second chance and to go what he's gone through and now to be a part of this team, it just is great. So we're happy for him, and I think he liked the ovation he got, so that was good.
So you hear from Lou, pretty funny story that he did. Literally sent a ball boy to ask David Griffin to get permission to get Larry Sanders into the game. And lastly, we're going to play. Kyrie Irving had a very interesting quote about the team's culture, about why the team is able to bring the best out of Larry Sanders. I think it's an important question, and I'm just going to play that clip, and then we will get into the takeaways from that game. Again, Larry Sanders is back. He made his debut, kind of surprisingly, on Tuesday night against the Pistons. And the Cavs seem pretty excited to have him here.
It's our consistent culture, understanding, you know, just respecting all of our just individual talents, you know, all on the court and off the court, just making sure that, you know, we create a very family atmosphere, oriented atmosphere. You know, it's a brotherhood here that exists. And when we add someone new, you know, we just try to integrate them as best we can. So Larry will be around to... a little bit longer, and we're happy to have him, and you know, see what he can do out there, and what he offers out there on the floor. But we take everyone in, character-wise, and you know, it's great to have a guy like Larry in here, knowing his journey and knowing where he's come from, and now coming to a locker room like this. Hopefully, we can make his transition back to the NBA a lot easier.
What was that like in the locker room after the game, after he was able to make his debut?
It was awesome. It was awesome. You know, Bron brought it in, made sure that, you know, we took a second to realize, you know, how unique and impactful his journey is on all of us and him coming to the locker room and being part of a great team like this. So we don't take it for granted. We understood the moment. And it's great for him. So for him to be welcomed the way he is. So
now we'll get into the three takeaways from the Cavaliers' win. Again, they win 128-296. Three quick takeaways from this game. Number one, wow, what an offensive performance. If you just look at this team, dropping 100 points in three quarters, shooting almost 60% from the field, 63.3% from three, we're in, you know, above 90% from the field around in the first quarter. We're at 100% from three until Derek Williams missed one in the second quarter. Just a really, really fantastic offensive performance from this team. You had a little bit of everything. LeBron James had 12 assists. Kyrie had 26 and 6. You had Darren Williams having a really, really nice game off the bench when having 13 points. You had Derek Williams having 13 points off the bench. You had J.R. Smith having a really, really good game and having 12 points off the bench. We'll get to him in a minute. Shumpert had an 8 of 13 performance. Tristan was 2 of 4. Richard Jefferson, 5 of 9, another 4 of 7 performance from 3 for him. Just a really, really strong Cavs offensive performance. We're also very good on defense. I thought this is a team that, you know, has struggled on the defense. I think they're certainly very good in the half court, and I think a lot of their issues do stem from them having issues with defending transition more so than they have defending other spots. But what a really, really big performance for the Cavs' offense and just a really standout performance from that team. When this team is clicking offensively and they don't have Kyle Korver in this game, they don't have Kevin Love in this game, what an incredible just night for that team offensively. I mean, they were able to wrap this game up in basically three quarters, and it felt pretty over early. So, yeah, I mean, just a really, really nice performance from the Cavs. And it started. I mean, Channing Frye, too, had a nice game. Two or three from three. Just had another good game from him as well. And he's looked really good of late. All right, number two, J.R. Smith looked like J.R. Smith. 23 minutes for him, about where he's played on that quote-unquote minutes restriction. 4 or 5 from the field, 3 or 4 from three, 1 or 2 from the line. Had 5 boards, had an assist and a steal as well. He hit one of those shots, I believe in the second quarter, where he spun around, not really necessarily, and just hit the shot, and I'm like, okay, JR's back now. You see him kind of vibing, you see him kind of cruising into what JR is as a player, that confidence guy, that shooter guy, that scorer guy, and it was good to see him back. He first came back in the queue, they played a video for him that had Welcome Back JR Smith on there, which is pretty cool. He got a big pop from the crowd when they played that and when he got introduced into the game for the first time, and I thought he played really, really well. This is the kind of game you wanted to see from J.R. Smith since he came back. It's a big thing for the Cavs if he is right, if he's healthy, and he continues to have games like this. Thursday against the Jazz is going to be a really big test because Utah is a very, very good defensive team with a lot of good wings, so we'll see how he does in that game and how he holds up in that game, but this is a really good sign for J.R. Smith. You can focus a lot on the big stuff, but Kyrie and LeBron are going to play well almost every night. But games like this for J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert's game are really good signs for the Cavs. Shumpert figuring that out, if potentially being not a 13 shot a game guy, but a guy who can be a useful offensive player, because 13 shots actually is one more than LeBron James, and he's not going to shoot more than LeBron on many occasions. Good performance from them. Good performance from JR in particular, and I think it's a good sign of where he's at. I mean, after coming back from injury. Lastly, this isn't much of a takeaway because I don't think there's a lot of big things to learn from this game, but Kyrie and LeBron did get some rest because of how the Cavs played. LeBron only played 28 minutes. Kyrie only 30. Tristan was only a 26. Shumpert did play 36, but that's fine. I mean, you got guys the minutes they needed, and you got LeBron and Kyrie rest. That, to me, is a really big win for the Cavs. You did what you needed to get them a win, and you got them rest. If you can get games like this rest the way, that's a functional way to rest and still have them playing if they're going to keep playing on a night-to-night basis. We're getting to that point where I wonder when and if LeBron is going to take a couple games off. Is it going to be right at the end of the regular season? Is it going to be next week? We'll have to see. But I think games like this can help. I mean, if he's playing 28 minutes, that's like 11 minutes that he's not having to play in a close game. So that is a win in itself. And again, there's not a lot to just broadly take away from this game. The Cavs beat a team that they could potentially see in the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen. They beat a team that they should be, and they just looked really, really good doing it. And I think it shows you the kind of potential this team has as an offensive team, especially when they get Kevin Love back and they get Kyle Korver back. This team is absolutely loaded on the offensive end. Just so many things they can do. The Deron Williams thing to me has been really, really great because he's going to be able to run the pick and roll and do all the stuff that they didn't have on that second unit before, and it unlocks a lot of interesting things. I think this is a very, very good offensive team. Figure out the full scope of their defense, particularly in transition and not so much in the half court, and I think they're going to be in a really good spot come the playoffs. So that is going to be it for today's show. We are going to be back tomorrow with 3 things to know about the Utah Jazz. If you want to know more about the Jazz, go check out the Locked On Jazz podcast hosted by David Locke, also is Locked On NBA, and founded the Locked On Network. So you can thank him for giving me this job and having me host the Locked On Cavs podcast. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with 3 things to know about the Utah Jazz to kind of get you guys ready for Cavs Jazz, which is one of the third to last home game for the Cavs in March before they go on a long West Coast road trip. Again, Larry Sanders plays 2 minutes in his debut, picks up 2 fouls, and nothing else. It was actually -6, missed his only shot. And Kevin Love looks like he's going to be back sometime on the Cavs' upcoming road trip. So, for Locked On Cavaliers, this has been Chris Manning. You can read more about those two things and last night's game over at fearthesword.com, SB Nation's Cleveland Cavaliers blog, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
With the holidays around the corner, now's your chance to save time and money at Safeway's Stock Up Sale. Plus, earn 4x gas reward points on participating items. Look for tags on items like Honey Nut Cheerios. Select varieties are 4 for $8 with your club card. And select varieties of Betty Crocker Cake Mix, Brownie Mix, or Frosting are 10 for $10 with your club card. Maximum gas reward at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to Safeway.com.